Today's daf, Yerushalmi Brachot, is daf Hey, and we're holding on the third line, the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan argue, and we were discussing yesterday the sugya of the Ovio Sholakia and its relationship to Chuk Haaretz and so on. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we were talking about a distance of a Mahalach HaMishim Shana. The Rabbanan say that the related distance between the earth and the Rakia is kishnei avot arishonim. It's the number of years of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. All three avos, it's those same number of years. And those years, if you add them up together, Avram Avinu is 175, and Yitzchak's 180, and Yaakov's 147. That comes out to 502 years. So it's basically the almost the same as what we had in the Gears of the Grub before. And that's the understanding of Kimea Shamayim Al Aretz. It says, L'man Yerbuyim Echem V'mei V'nechem Hashem Nishba Hashem La'avotenu Kimea Shamayim Al Aretz. So apparently the Kimea Shamayim Al Aretz means the distance that it takes between the Shamayim and the Aretz is the same as Lavotenu Latet Lanu, Kishem Shibin Aretz Lerakia Malach HaMashmiot Shana, Kach Bin Rakia Lerakia, between each one of the seven Rakiyim, this the Gemara in Chagiga goes through in great detail also, each one of them is 500 years, and Kach Bin Rakia Lerakia is HaMashmiot Shana, between the Rakiyim. And then you have the Ovio of each Rakia. So we have the seven Ovis is also Mahalach HaMishmiot Shana. And according to this, the Ovi of the Rakia is Mahalach HaMishmiot Shana, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is only Chamishim Shana. Again, it could very well be that the Lashon of the Chachamim is different than the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, because it could be that the Rakia, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only talking about the time of the Rakia that the sun, the light of the sun, is going through and is bent by the air. Obviously, most of the Rakia doesn't have air, and the Shiva Rakiyim are more spiritual kind of entities and are not related to the atmospheric Rakia, which he's referring to, of the Noser Rakia, which is almost a borrowed term. I get the idea of the Shiva Rakiyim, and therefore may not necessarily be so related to the previous sugya. It may just be a sort of tangential comment that is similar in this issue to the sugya that we had before. And by the way, when the Braita took for granted that the Ovi of the Rakia is Mahalach HaMishim Shana, how do you know that? So Macha Mita Mima, what did you see to say that the Ovi of Rakia is Mahalach HaMishmiot Shana? Because it says Yehi Rakia betoch hamayim, and we dodge that word betoch to be batavech, in the middle. So in other words, there is a distance of the thickness of the Rakia like the middle. In other words, like the distance that is between the earth and the Rakia itself. And then comes the Rakia, and then the distance, further empty distance, so to speak, between each one of the Rakia. Once already we're talking about the idea of a Rakia, concepts of Emuna, which of course is the nature of Emuna, and we were talking because of that about Gan Eden and the way the various issues that are brought up in the structure of Maaseh Bereishis itself. So we seem to have a problem, because if the Bereishis Bara Elokim Yisroel Shamayim V'Yisroel Haaretz is said right on the beginning, then what is the meaning of Yehi Rakia B'toch HaMayim if it was already there? So Rav Amar Lachim Hayud Shamayim V'Yom Rishon V'Sheini Korshu. Basically, up until the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Rakia, there was no solidity to it. In other words, it was very still movable and elastic, and it was only afterwards that it became strong as an entity. Rav Amar, Yehi Rakia does not mean to create it from nothing. It's Yehi means to be like Yehi. It should be strong. Yechazak HaRakia means Yikrash HaRakia, Yiglad HaRakia, Yimatach HaRakia. But it doesn't mean that it's been created out of nothing, because clearly it's a reference to the same notion that was Shamayim v'Sa'aretz. It's Amar Rav Yehuda ben Pasi. Yehi Rakia means Yehaseh k'min matlit ha-Rakia. It should spread out. Rakia should spread out like a cloth. So in other words, initially there was a Shamayim, but it was just a point. And then it spread. And Hechmada Atomar, this is the same notion of Vayirak'u et Pachei Hazav, which means that they hammered out the material into a thin, broad piece of gold foil, and then they cut it into threads. So here too, to make a rakia means to hammer out what you've got, which is similar to the idea of the inflationary stage of the universe after the Big Bang. Getting back now to the thickness of the rakia, Tani b'shem Rabbi Yoshua, that ovio shirakia is kishtei etzva'ayim. Basically, the rakia that's mavdil, as the Gemara points out in Chagiga again, the sug in the Bavli of all of these inyanim of Kabbalah, Avdut Maisa Bereishis, is in Masechet Chagiga. So many of the sugyas that we have over here in the ideas of Emuna and Brochas, and here in Brochas, are actually in the Bavli, have their place in the Ein Dorshin. So, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yoshua, the thickness of the Rakia is actually only two etzba'ot, because the idea is that the concept is Havdolah. Yehi Rakia b'toch ha'mayim la'havdil bein ha'mayim l'moyim. And Havdolah is always very, very close together. So, Rashi says, you know, the etzem Havdolah, you see clearly from the Gemara Chagiga that that's true in the Sugya Ben Zoma. That Ben Zoma, you know, was talking about how large it is, but that's because it was before Havdolah. After Havdolah becomes even thinner. It's like no distance at all. It's like you put one sheet on top of the other sheet, and it's only basically molecular forces that keep between them. So that would really be the Makor, even though everybody over here tries to figure out where's the Makor from. It's clear that the Makor is Gufa, the idea of Havdolah, not the way, I believe, not the way that the Mephoshim here try to learn it out from further applications of the Toch that we were talking about. Another Shita is that Rabbi Hanina clearly was arguing. Milti, the Rabbi Hanina Pliga. Yeah, we're going to show you that Rabbi Yoshua is definitely not the same as Rabbi Hanina, because Amar Bacha B'Shem Rabbi Hanina, it says in Iyov, Tarkia imo lishchakim, chazakim ker imutzak. Now, Tarkia over there implies Lamed Shayu Asuim Kitatz. So what the Pasuk is saying is that basically we should see this as a mirror, which was usually made out of hammered out metal. So what it was over here that Iyov was being told by Elihu was that, did you be Tarkia Imo Lishchakim? Did you make that Rakia, in the Shamayim, like a Re'i Mutzak, like a mirror that is going to shine, reflect back, which means that they're not seeing Kitas. They're made like one of these copper mirrors. And that means it's very thin, which is the same notion of Rikua, like we were talking about Rikua Zahav. And if we're talking about something like Kitas, then it's even thinner. We can't talk about two etzba'ot. Furthermore, you might think, says Rabbi Hanina, Yochosha in Ibrahim, you might think that since they're so thin, so they're really not very strong. Talmud Lomar continues the Pasuk, Chazakim, Yochoshein Nitrapim. You might think that they would gradually decay and become more pliable. Talmud Lomar Kiri Mutzak. But they're always, that's what they are. Bechol Sha'ah V'Sha'ah Nir'im, Re'im. They're clear that they're Mutzakim, which means that they're always fresh, basically. At the time that they were mutzak, that they were melted and formed, that's the way that they always look. Other inyanim that come on the same pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they dash the pasuk like this. Person makes a tent, he spreads it out, and a little bit, shuvut kima, the lashon, it's a little bit, not, or you can read it like this. This is questions of in the beforeshu, whether we should read it like this is attached to the next piece. So kima mitraben, no time at all, it gets loosened again. And nonetheless, it caused them chazakim. So in other words, even though they were spread out as an oil, nonetheless, they stay forever as tight as the moment that they were spread. Somebody pours out hot metal to create various kelim. So ayadei shahut, it may be all nice and bright at the beginning, you leave it around, and it's malach haluda, becomes rusty. But over here, it's always kirim, it's actually shiny, bright, like the moment that it was poured. So b'kol sha'a v'sha'a, hein nir'in kisha'at yitzikatan. And another drush, Rabbi Azariah, Amar, all the Rav Shimon Lakish. What Rav Shimon Lakish was derish, that they always look brand new and bright. He dashes the v'yichul ha'shamayim v'oretz v'chol tzva'am. And then what do we see after all of this? Now this seems to be a complete non sequitur. You're talking to me, so why are you going back now to the toldos that are biyom hasot Hashem? So what it's telling you is that Ella Yom nichnas v'yom yotzei, Shabbat nichnas v'Shabbat yotzei, Chodesh nichnas v'Chodesh yotzei, Shana nichneset v'Shana yotzei. In other words, we're going on and on and on in time, and yet, what does it say? Eile toldot, this is the history, the Shamayim v'Oretz, as if it's B'Yibaram, it's as if that right now they were created. So we never get the sense of rustiness. There's always this incredible responsiveness of the Bria. It's like the very day of the moment of the original Bria. Now at last we can get to some of the inyonim of the Mishnah. So we had a rather opaque statement, which we didn't know exactly what it meant, and which according to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, what does it say? Ad sof ha'ashmura harishona. So if that is the Ashmura is the Shir, we don't know what that is. And that's why some put in here the quote from the Mishnah. So Rabbi Omer, let's define an Ashmura. Actually, Arba Ashmurot Bayom, Arba Ashmurot Balay. So that the day and the night is split up into four Ashmurot, each one of them. And we're going to be talking now the Lashon of Ashmurot, Rashi says, is the idea of the Kitot of Malachim, the Ra'ome, to say Shira, and there's a Keneged, the Mishmarot that you have of the watches on earth for the Malachim, the Melachim. But in any event, whatever the word refers to, you know, it's very common to talk about the watch, or the person who's on the watch. So it goes like this. One Sha'ah. So, Ezechon Miasrim Va'arba Bayom. It's a given, the group puts this in over here, that we split the day into, a day meaning a day and a night, we split into 24 hours, and there's only one day in the Tekufas Nisan and one day in the Tekufas Tishrei, as we said before, that we find an equal amount of time in the daytime and in the nighttime. And therefore, what we do is we split. Instead of having an objective hour, we split the day into 12 parts and the night into 12 parts. And each one of them is called a sha'ah, which is a prorated part of the total amount of time of the night or of the day. So now comes along the Gemara to say, an onah is echad mi-esrim-varba la-sha'ah, ha'eit echad mi-esrim-varba la-onah, and Harega is Echad mi Esrim v'arba la'eit. And remarkably, we have this entire discussion in the bodily as well, but there it's in brought lechatchila in conjunction with Bilam HaRasha, was able to be mechaven the rega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here it's coming from the Ashmora, if those who put in that word here from the Mishnah are correct. So now what that means, if this is the case, what then would be the exact shear of the rega according to this? Turns out, according to what Rebbe is saying, that the rega would be, actually, we'd have to take 24 times 24 times 24, and then we would get 13,824. And that would mean that the orach of a rega would be one chalek of that. So it would be one 30,000th, you know, which is not very much time at all. And therefore, as Tosfos says, what in the world could you actually say in the rega? Maybe what Bilam HaRasha would do, he would say claim. So Barachi B'Shem Rabbi Chalba Omer, look, the shear of that rega is Kedei Lo Omro. It's about the amount of time that it takes to the word rega. Rabban, and say, a rega is Keravayin. It's like a brief wink of the eye, which is less than saying rega. Tanishmuel in a brighter. Rega is echad mechameshet riba v'sheshet alofim v'shmona me'eot v'arba'im v'shmona l'sha'a. So according to this, rega is not carifying, but rather it would be the length of the rega would be the way that we measured it, aliba de rabbi, which would essentially be the it's a little bit problematic here because in the Bavli it says that the rega is 58,888 halokim of a shah. And other places it says otherwise, and there's different yourselves there. So, but in any event, it's this very brief zman. And Rabbi Nosson says that actually it's not four Ashmorot, it's three Ashmorot, because it says that Vayavod Gideon b'kzeh machne rosh Ashmorot tichona, and as the Gemara is medayik in the Bavli and Brochas, tichona means the middle. So you can't have a middle if you don't have one before and one after it. So apparently there's only three. And as the Gemara explains, well, you could say that it means one of the middle of the two middles. But this is the way Rabbi Nosson sees it. There are those who argue about how to understand really the machlokas over here with Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Zreker and Rabbi Ami, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, say, what's the basis of Rabbi? Is that it says, Chatzot Laila Kum Ladot L'chal Mishpatei Tzidkecha, and David calls Chatzot Laila getting up before Ashmorot, Kidmuinai Ashmorot, which means that there's got to be two Ashmorot after, because that's how he says, I got up before two different Ashmorot, and therefore there must be two before, which gives us four Ashmorot and one Laila. Reb Chizki Amar, Rabbi Zreker and Rabbi Ba, Chadam are time at a Rabbi, Vachrinam are time at a Rabbi Nas. Manda are time at a Rabbi. The one who explains Rabbi says we learn that out from Chatzot Laila, which is Kedmu Anai Einai Ashmorot, which is two. Manda are time at a Rabbi Natan, was from Rosh Hashmorot HaTichona, which means there's got to be a two before and two after. One before and one after, as opposed to Rebbe's two before and two after. And how would Rebbe Nosson explain Rebbe's pasuk of Chatzot Laila? Ma'ayim b'kayim Rebbe Natan, time of the Rebbe of Chatzot HaLaila, because Rebbe Natan would say that David HaMelech is saying sometimes, no, it's Pa'amim Chatzot Laila, I would get up, and Pa'amim, I'd get up even earlier, to be Kidmoinai Ashmorot, but never later than Chatzot. How is that possible? Be'ezetzad, B'sha'ah, Sheya David Tzoeid, Sudat Melechim, when there were a lot of people there, and there was a long time for having to sit there with affairs of state. So then, he got to sleep very late. So it was Bechatzot Laila, because he couldn't get up there. whereas if he didn't have a state affair and he was so itzudat that small, so then he could go to sleep early, and then it would be kitmuaynai ashmorot. So he ate very quickly, went to bed to be able to get up at the end of the first ashmorot to live in two before. Mikomokom, but never, in any event, lo avishakra atem mashkach l'David amish. From morning never arrived to find David HaMelech sleeping in bed. He would always get up before Alos HaShachar. And that's why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ura kevodi, ura nevel v'chinor, ura shachar. I wake up to dawn. So what is this? Ura kevodi, it's translated, itar yikri, min kom yikri, devor yi. Ura, my covenant, should wake up and get active in the presence of the covenant of my Creator. So, yikari lo chashiv klum. What? How would I think about my own needs and my own covet in the presence of the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to be marked and to be Isaac in his Aveda? I always woke up the dawn. The dawn never woke me up. David HaMelech's Yetzer was constantly driving him crazy about this. He was telling him, you know, David, for heaven's sakes, you're a king, and you have to learn to act like a king, and you, there's an inyan of kovod melachim, and people have to understand that vayeinecha, temorecha, melech, and so on. How can you do this? I mean, David, darken shemelachim, liyot ha-shachar mo'oran, at the very least, the kings sleep in such a way that the dawn awakens them, and you're claiming that you should waken the dawn. Hatomar yira shachar. Darken shemelachim liot yishirim at shalosh shaot. Melachim get up in the middle of the day at 6 o'clock in the morning. Va'atamar chatzot laila kum. You want to get up in the middle of at midnight. And what did he tell us? Yitzhar? Chatzot laila kum lo dot lecha al mishpitei tzidkecha. Ura, continues the Gemara, what is the Ura Haneva Vechinor? That is a reference to Mahaya David Osev. So what was the first thing David would do when he would get up? So Rabbi Pinchas, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nachum says that he used to be Naito. Hayanotel Neva Vechinor, Menotnolun Erashotav. The reference to the Ura Kavodi Ura Haneva is that that was his alarm clock. That was his activity. So Ura Nevel, he put it by his head, not Lamirashotav. The moment that he would get up, he would begin to play on it. Kedei Shishmu Chaveire Torah, the Chaverim Makshivim, we call Tamir Chachon Chaverim. And Mayu Chaveire Torah Umrim, what did they say to themselves? They said, oh my gosh, David HaMelech is getting up to learn. And he's a king. We should sit and sleep. If David HaMelech is coming to be Yisik B'Teira at midnight, Ono Halach is Kama V'Kama. Another approach is Amar Rabbi Levi. No, the point over here is that the Kevodi Ura Nevel means the Nevel would wake him up. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kinor Hayat Talui Keneged Chalonotav Shel David. Where did he put the Kinor? He put the Kinor in a place where the wind could come in by his window. The wind used to play the kinor for David. That means Ura Haneva V'Chinor, the name of V'Chinor themselves were the things that were playing. Hadu Dechtiv V'Yakinagin Haminagin. Kinagin Baminagin, it doesn't say. It says Kinagin Haminagin, which means that the Minagin, the Kinor, which is the Minagin, the thing that used to make the music, the musical instrument, Kinagin Haminagin, it meant it was Minagin Me'ilav. So clearly, it was what was playing, not the person who was playing on it. Okay, so now we understand the approach of Rabbi Natan, who holds Shalosh Mishmarot. How does he explain Rabbi's Maimer of Kadmoinai Ashmarot? But now, how does Rabbi understand Rosh HaAshmoret HaTichona? Mamakai Rabbi Tamid Rabbi Natan, Rosh HaAshmorah HaTichona, from which Rabbi Natan learned that, look, you can't call something in the middle unless there's one on there's equal amounts on either side, right? So that must be it's the middle because there's one on this side and one on that side. Amravuna, the truth is that he learns that it's not a stira to arba mishmarot, but what it means is that l'sofa shel hashniya v'rosha shel shlishit. That when basically what he's saying is that you can learn in the middle chatzot laila the ashmoret hashniya and the ashmoret hashlishit are called because they are mitavchot et halayla. In other words, they are the tavech, the other things that are smack bang in the middle. And therefore, the shniya and the shlishit defines the moment of chatzot layla. And that's why we're calling it the idea of ashmorot. And this is the way we understand Rebbe's look at that tichona. It's the tichona, the tavech of all of the mishmarot. Omer Rebbe Mana, v'yeyus. What is that? The way, I mean, you would speak. You would say the tichonot or the tichona. The tichona, if you're talking about hashmarot, you're saying is one basically. So v'yaut miktiv tichonot. I mean, does it say in the pasuk tichonot? Is you're implying that these two together define the middle? No, it is a tichona. But according to you, there is no ashmorat tichona because the tichona comes back bang in the middle. So how can you call the two a tichona if they are by definition two lashon rabbi? So therefore, I would say, said Rabbi Yehuda, there's a different explanation of how we could explain the pasuk alibet a rabbi, and that could be that we don't even think about the fact that there's that first Ashmuret, because that's just technical, you know? Because basically, who goes to sleep that early anyway? So, we don't really call the night at a time when even kids are up, because Ad Kedon Briyat Ha'irin, everybody is up at the end of the Ashmuret HaRishona. So, because of that, the only thing that David is going to be talking about, and the Torah is going to be focusing on, is the Rosh Hashmorat, the Tichona, meaning the middle one of the three that are left after we exclude the first one. Okay. Now, the next thing we find in our Mishnah, and it's interesting that there are places where you find the word Piska. Meaning, okay, here is what we're going to be going on. So it's going back, you know, it's sort of like the two dots or the Omar Mar that we have in the Bavli. And it therefore goes back, or Gufa, and if it was referring to a Braita, right, it's referring back to the Mishnah, as it says, the next piece of the Mishnah is Rachamim Omrim at Chatzot. We're going to be Masper, the Mishnah, say the Gemara, we say Piska. So Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Paskins that halokhi kechachomim, that the Zman is up until Chatzot, and that is actually different than we paskin in the Bavli, that it's really Adalos HaShachar. And basically, we have really two different dinim about Chatzot, Adalos HaShachar, in terms of the Bidiyavat. Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says halokha kechachomim, which means that the Zman is only at Chatzot. And Rabbi Yosef was mefakid lechavraya. Rabbi Yosef gave over at Tzivoy to his Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash. In Be'itan, mitaska bi'oraita. If your plans are to stay up late learning, you have to make sure that you read Kriya Shema before Chatzot. Satan, kar yashma kodem Chatzot, and only then go and be Yosef. But otherwise, you'll get carried away in your learning, and you're going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema. So we see from there a number of things. Number one, we see that Milte Amra, we learn that Alokhi Kechachomi, who says that Zman Kriya Shema is only at Chatzos, exactly the way that Rabbi Yossi himself had paskened B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, which makes a lot of sense, that he would then go into the Beis Medrash and he would make sure as Rosh Hashiva that people would be Mekayim that Halacha. And the other thing that we can learn is Milte Amra, it's also, this is like Shema Amina Tlat, Shema Amina Tarte, and Milta Amra Shema Amina, that Omer Devarim achar emet v'yatsiv. Because we know we have this big problem. In other words, what they used to do is say the bracha of emet v'yatsiv. They didn't say, we say, of course, emet v'emunah at night. And that's the way the Bavli passage is. They used to say emet v'yatsiv at night as well, same as in the morning. And then they said Ashkivein. So you see from Rabbi Yossi that it's mutter to take a break with whatever it is you're going to be, because he says you can go ahead and you can learn afterwards. And you don't have to say it dafka, the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, without being mafsik. Because he told them that you can then stay the Beis HaMikdash and you can really learn. So as we saw earlier, Mamash, at the beginning of the Masechta, people would daven, but they would daven in the daytime, right? And then they knew that they weren't able to be Yotzei. As we said in the sugya right at the beginning, that there they would read it without saying the brachas, because it was before Zman Kriyat Shema. And so because of that, it was the Gemara answer. Why do we do it? The Gemara answered, Kedei la'amod b'toch divrei Torah, similar to Asher. Then they would spend time at home, and so they would come to learn. So that means that they would have had to say later, they would have to say Kriyat Shema and Birchot Torah. And you see from here that there's no Isser after saying Kriyat Shema to sit and learn. Because you don't say that it's Dafka Somuch to going to bed. Because otherwise, how could he tell them to make sure you read Kriyat Shema, which would mean to be Yotzei with the prophets, and then be Yotzei B'Torah? Well, let's do our review now, and then we'll continue here in the beginning of the next sugya for tomorrow's daf. Rabbanan Amrin, that the number of years of Alicha is Kishnei Avot HaRishonim. It says Kimei HaShamayim Ala Oretz, and that's a reference to Avotecha Latet Lehem. And that's 502 years. And then the Ovyosha Rekia is Malachamesh Miot Shana. Wait, how do you know that Ovyosha Rekia is Malachamesh Miot Shana? Because it says Yehi Rekia Betoch. Betoch is like Betavech. So it's surrounded by that distance, which is between the Eretz and the Rekia. And the Ibein Korakia Verakia. So that means that the middle part is the same shear. Now, the question over here is, how do we explain Bereshit Bara Elokim et Shamayim et Haaretz? So Rav Amar that they were Lachim, originally Shamayim B'Yom Rishon, and that's Yehi Rakia, because B'Sheni Korshu, that's the Lashon of Yehi Rakia, that it should be Chai, it should be Chazek, it should be Karesh, it means Yigalei, it means Yimateach. Om Rav Yira Ben Pazi, Yasek min Matlit HaRakia. That's the rakia, pachei hazahav, to spread out a small piece, to spread out over a wide area. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, ov Yeshua rakia, kishtei etzva'ayim. Milta, the Rebbe Chanina obviously argues on that. The Omer of Acha b'shem Rebbe Chanina, tarkia, did you go ahead and make the rakia imo, lashkakim, chazakim, kari imu tzak? So first of all, the Lashon Tarkia is Malamichem Asuyin Kitas. And they're banged out. You might think that they're so thin and that they're not Bri'im. Tamalomar Chazakim. Yochel Shemit Rapim, that they get weaker over time. Tamalomar Kir Imutsak. In other words, they're always the way you initially saw them at the time of the Yitzika. Bechol Sha'a V'Sha'a, they're Imutsakim. Yochel Rabbi Noyek Shabaylon Adam Moteach Ohala Yedei Shehu. It becomes rafa. And nonetheless, it's chazakim. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, b'no ekshav olam adam nosech kelim, and the ayadei shahud, it's also malach haluda, it's no longer shiny. Ramacha kirei mutzak, it's always like bright, b'chol sha'a v'sha'a, and in kisha'at yitzikatan. Rabbi Yezar, yom alad Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that's the same idea. Right? Then what happens after that? What's the connection to that? Eilat means incredible. History goes on and on and on, and time flows. Yom nichnas v'yom yotzei, Shabbat nichnas v'Shabbat yotzei, Chodesh nichnas v'Chodesh yotzei, Shana nichnas v'Shana yotzei. Uchsiv Eilat odo Shabbat v'as v'gibarom. I mean, yom asot Hashem l'kim eretz v'shamayim. It's exactly every day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Rabbi Omer, Arba Ashmorot. Then it says Ashmorot, which we put in here when we did the daf. It says Atzof Ashmorot. What is the Ashmorot Rishonah? So Rabbi Omer, Arba Ashmorot, Arba Yom, and Arba Ashmorot Balayim. The shiur that we use for Ona, which appears in various places, Gabi Dinim of Nida and so on, is Echon Yesri Barba Lisha'a. The 8 is Echon Yesri Barba La Ona. The Rega is Echon Yesri Barba La 8. And that means Kama Hua Rega. So Rabbi Shem Rabbi Chava says, look, it's the Shir Kedei La Omra. The Rabbanan says, the Rega is Kerefayin. Tani Shmuel, a Rega Echon Mechameshet Ripo Vesheshet Alofim Shmonimiot Varabonim Vishmona Lisha'a. Rabbi Natan Omer, there are Shalosh Ashmorot Balayla because it says Rosh Ashmorot Tichona. So Ein Tichona Sheyesh Echad Lefanav Echad L'Acharei. Rabbi Zreik of Rabbani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish say the time of the Rabbi is Chatzot Laila Kum Lodot L'Chamish B'Tei Tzidkecha, and that Chatzot Laila is called Kadmoy Nay Ashmorot. Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Ba Chad Omer time of the Rabbi. So whoever it was that said the time of the Rebbe said that it's for based on the pasuk of Chatzot Laila, the Amar said the time of Rebbe Natan explained that it was based on Rosh Hashmoret Atichona. Umamekayim Rebbe Natan time of the Rebbe Chatzot Laila means sometimes Pamim Chatzot Laila Pamim Kodmei Nay Hashmorot. What would define that? Obeizet Zad. So B'Sha'asha Ye David So'ed Su'udat Melachim. So he's got a lot of duties of state. So he got to sleep late. So then Chatzot Laila B'Sha'ah Shaya So'ed Su'udat Atzmol. He got to sleep early, and then he was able to be Kodmei Nay Hashmorot. But no matter what the circumstances were, mikol makom lo avishachra atya, to find David asleep in his bed. And that is Husha David Amar, Ura Kevodi, Ura Hanevel Bechinor Aira Shachar. I am the one who will wake up the Shachar. Itair Yikri, Mikome Yikri Devor Yi, Yikri Lo Choshiv Klum, Mikone Mikri Devor Yi. Yira Shachar, Ana Avina Mora Shachar, Shachar Lo Avi Mora Li. Why Yitzro Mekatur going, David, 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 Tarkan Shemalachim, Liyota Shachar Mior Olan, Liyat Omer Yira Shachar, Tarkan Shemalachim, Liyot Yishinim at Shalosh Shaot, Vat Omer Chatzot Laila Kum Lodot Lecha. Omer, yes, Hal Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Umay, and David said when he woke up, so Rabbi Pinchas, the Shemar was Ranach, said, you know, the name of Achinor, before he went to bed, Notami Rashotam, and then the moment he got up, Omei Bechatzilayla, and he was Menagin, because he wanted to wake up all the Talmidei Chachamim, Kedei Sheyishmu Chaverei Torah, and then what would those Chaverei Torah say to themselves? Ba'avi Chaverei Torah Omrim, Umay, Im David HaMelech, Oseik B'Torah, Anu Alachat Kama V'Kama. Omar Rabbi Levi, Kinor Hayatalui, Kineged Chalonotav Shel David, Vaya Ruach Tzvonit Min Hashevet Balayla Menafnefet Bo Vayamenagin Me'elav. Ahu Dechtiv Hayat Kinagen HaMenagin, Not Bimenagin, Kinagen Bimenagin Ein Ktiv Kam, Ela Kinagen HaMenagin, HaKinor HaYamenagin Me'elav. Umar Bekayim Rabbi Taima, the Rabbi Natan, Rosh Hashmara Tichona, Omer Funeh means the Sofasha Shiniav Rosh Hashala Shlishit, Hen mit Tochnot, the Tevach et Halayla, Tavchot et Halayla. Omer Bimona, V'yeyut, I mean, what does it say? It says the Tichonot, it says the Tichona. Yes, it's true, but Kadmaita lo mitchashva. Because At Kedon Briyata Irin anyway, so we only look at the last three as really being nighttime. Piska. V'chachamim omrim at chatzot. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'chachamim. Because of that, Rabbi Yosef mefakid l'chavraya. in Be'ita Mitaska Be'oraita Tan Karye Shema Kodam Chatzot, and then be mitaskin. So this means, that means, Shema Mina Milta Amra, Halokhi Chachamin, Milta Amra, Shomer Dvorim Achre Emet V'yatziv.
Okay, we're holding Yerushalmi Brachot, Tavshin Samachay, and we're on Daf, today's Daf is Daf Hey, we're still on Daf Dalad on the things. You have a different years. So we finished all the Purim Sugyas about Mordechai Yotzam Lifnei HaMelech, you know, that was all perfectly timed for our Purim. And we got up to the words La'ihudim haita ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikar, and that's where we were up to. It's pretty amazing. Okay, so now, so we had before the Shita of Rabbi Chiya, is that we're talking about over here the Shir from the time of Ayelet HaShachar until the time of Heir Mizrach, in which the entire horizon becomes light, is a Shir in which a person can walk, he said before, 4 mil, Arbat mil. Okay. That sheet of Rabbi Chiya is the same, apparently, as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, he was trying to make a cheshbon, which was often used in ancient calculations, would be to if you want to determine how large the earth was. Actually, the Greeks used this. So you take a look at the time that it takes for the sun to travel those number of degrees, and you see how far it is in terms of how far a human being would walk that period, and you multiply it by the number of degrees across the total day, and you end up with a good approximation of the size of the earth. So anyway, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, but we're not going to go through his whole cheshbon, but meanwhile we see that Rabbi Yehuda takes for granted that we're talking about the same shear of 4 mil. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, look, the thickness of the rakia, and when we say the thickness of the rakia, it means, again, if we imagine the sun coming from around the bend and having to penetrate the thickness of the rakia in order to show itself, right, which is how we look at it. In other words, it's as if the sun at the end of the day goes through a hole in the rakia, which is when it disappears, comes back around the other side, and, you know, maybe on top, around the top, and comes back in through by sawing its way through the rakia again, and then gets under the rakia so we could see it, right? And that's the celestial sphere is the way we refer to it. So if we take a look at the thickness of the celestial sphere, which allows the sun to become visible again, in human terms, that's a walk of 50 years. He says, "Oh, Yeshua Rakiya Mahalach Hamishim Shana. Adam Beinoni Mahalach Arba'im Mil Biyom. A normal person walks during the course of a day approximately 40 kilometers." Okay? So, Achach Haman Moser Perakiya Mahalach Hamishim Shana. The time that it takes for the sun to drill through, so to speak, cutting through the Rakiya, 50 years worth of human walking. Adam Alech Arbat Mil, during that time, which is the distance between Ayelet HaShachar, which is the first sign that we have of the sun, and the actual time at which the horizon is all lit, which is the Heir Mizrach, a person walks that during that time. Adam Alech Arbat Mil, a person walks 4 mil during that time, which shows us, Nimtzeit Onesh Ov Yosher Rakia. That shows that the thickness of the rakia is 10% of the day, of the total number of degrees that you have during the course of the day, because a normal person walks 40 kilometers. He walks 4 kilometers during that period, and therefore we know now that it's 10%, so it's 18 degrees, let's say, right, of the circle that we see, the equivalent of 18 degrees. Okay, whatever. So in any event, meanwhile, what's important to us is meanwhile we see that his analysis, Rabbi Yehuda's analysis of how much a person walks during the time of Ayelet HaShachar, which is the first exposure of the, we know the sun's about to penetrate the Rakia, until all the way up to the time of Heir Mizrach, right before it actually comes, becomes visible above the horizon, is Arba Mil, which is exactly what Rukhiyah said before. Uchishem she'ov yoshel Rakia mahalei chamishim shana, kachov yoshel aretz, v'ov yoshel tahom mahalei chamishim shana. We know that the distances of the Rakia is the equivalent of the thickness of the earth and the thickness of the waters of the Tahom. Why do we know that? Matam. Because the Pasuk compares HaYoshev al Chug Ha'aretz. He uses the same words for V'chug Shamayim Yitalech. He uses the same words for V'chuko Chug al Pnei Tahom. So that word Chug, which we use in terms of an orbit, Chug, Chug L'gzera Shava, just like this is 50 years, so too that's the thickness of 50 years. Tani the Brisa, and then the Brisa disagrees. The Brisa starts with an assumption of a length of 500 years, as we'll see. So Tani, Eitz Chaim Mahalei Chamesh Miot Shana. The tree, the Eitz Chaim, all of these distances, again, are not, we're not talking about, we're talking about, as we'll see, the basis of it is the number of years that the Avot lived. So as we're talking about in terms of what it takes humanity to achieve some level of understanding. So the Eitz Chaim is 500 years wide. They're just a tree. Don't think we're talking about the leaves. We're talking about the trunk. And that is large enough for Chol Pilug Mei Breshit Mitpalgim Mitachtav. All of the original waters, as we have described in the creation story, coming from Gan Eden, come directly from within the Eitz HaChaim. Because it says, Vayake Eitz Shatul Al Palgei Mayim, which shows that all of the distinctions of Mayim also come from the Eitz HaChaim, which is tremendous chiddush, because you would think that the Eitz HaChaim doesn't provide for distinctions at all. But that's the whole point. It's the Eitz HaDaat that provides distinction. The Eitz HaChaim wouldn't provide for palga, for pibug. But it does. And Tani, the Eitz HaChaim itself is 1/60th of Gan Eden. The Gan is 1/60th of Eden. And by the way, of course, we just had him in Gemara and Brachos. Don't think that Eden and the Gan are the same thing. As it says, Nahar Yotze, how do we know this? It says, Nahar Yotze mi Eden, Lashkot et Hagan. Okay? So, if the Nahar comes out of Eden to provide the watering for the Gan, okay, now, that means that what we're talking about is the main Nahar is in Eden. The leftovers, so to speak, that seep in from Eden into the Gan, that's called tamtzit, okay? The tamtzit, if you water a field, how much water can you assume as a farmer you're going to have coming out of that field that will be available for sub-agricultural needs, runoff, around that you could still make use of? The runoff water is known to be agriculturally, tamtzit pur tarkav, is what you have is the tamtzit, in other words, the runoff of a full kur, which is the 30 saw, would be a tarkav, which is treukav. Treukav is 3 kav. 3 kav is 1/60th, therefore, of a kur. So, that means you have echad mishishim. So you have that's the shtiyav the tamtzit. So that water that runs off of Beit Kur is 30 saw. You can now have a tarkav. A tarkav is 3. Remember that they measured ground sizes in a very curious way. They measured it by the size of the volume of seeds that can be planted in that area. So a kur is the source of the idea called Beit Kur, the size of a plot of land in which you can plant a kur. If you can plant a tarkav, which is 3 kav, 1/60th of a kur, that means that the size of the land is 1/60th of a Beit Kur, is a Beit Tarkav.
Does that reflect the productivity of the land?
No. It's a standardized measure.
Rocks and everything.
Yeah, it's a standardized measure. It's just a reference. It's not serious.
And a particular kind of grain that you're growing?
Yeah. But it's all standardized. But their standardization was that. The Gemara measures it in terms of amot in the end. You know, but that's how we continue to refer to it. Sort of retrogressive way, like the foot. You know, we don't really measure feet, but we have a standard foot. Okay, so that means that you could assume to be shotemi tamtzit, which means that the tamtzit of Eden is 1/60th of what's in Eden. So the gun must be the size that can survive from the Nahar that Yotze be'Eden, in which case it only is 1/60th the size of Eden. That's what it's telling us. Now, the same thing is true. We have the tamtzit of Kush, Mitzrayim Shota. Mitzrayim lives on the runoff of Africa, which means that Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Africa as a whole. And we know that Mitzrayim is measured by 400 parsod, which means that Mitzrayim can be walked in 40 days. Malach Arba'im Yom, because one parsa is 4 kilometers, and that's Arba Mil. And we said a person can work Arba'im Mil in a day, which means he can walk 10 parasot in a day, which means it takes him 40 days to work and walk the 400 parasot of Eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore, Kush would require more than 7 years of walking. So walk across Africa, therefore, would take you 7 years at that rate.
So we worry to buy a line.
For Rabban and Amrim, the Rabbanans say he's all wrong about his measurements of 50 years, because you have to start with the basis that the Rakia is the size of the number of years of the Avot. Okay? Why? Because it says, Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz. Right? And then that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the land that it was Nishba, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz, which means it's comparing those two things, right? Now, those two things, if you add up, it's time. We measure it like we measure in light years. We measure distance in light years. So they're measuring distance in time. If you add up Avram Avinu's lifetime with Yitzchak Avinu's lifetime with Yaakov Avinu's lifetime, you come up with 502. But since Avram Avinu was only Makir at Boro at the age of 3, which means in his 3rd year, right, so he wasn't called an Av until then. He just, as if he wasn't there yet. Therefore, you have 500 years of the activity of the Avot on the earth. Those 500 years are Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz, which teaches you that the thickness of the Shamayim Al Ha'aretz, which is the Rakia, is 500 years. Not 50 years.
Isn't that the speed of light too?
Okay, it would be rather strange to have the units correspond, wouldn't it? Now, if that's the case, you have Kishev Shebeina Aretz L'Rakia Ba'alei Chamesh Miot Shana. So just like between the earth and the Rakia, you're saying now you have 500 years, so too Bein Rakia L'Rakia, you also have 500 years, and you also have to assume that makes sense, because we know that there are, 7 different references to levels of Shamayim, so that means there must be 7 Rakiim. But if that's true, then the thickness of each one of those areas that we call Shamayim has to also be 500 years. But why is that following? What is it that makes you say that Ovio Shal Rakiya, the thickness of the Rakiya itself has to also be the 500 years? Why is that? Rabbi Bon, because it says Yehi Rakiya Betoch Hamayim. Now Betoch can be read Batavet means smack bang in the middle. smack bang in the middle means you have to have as much in one direction as in the other direction. So if you know that you have 500 in Hashemayim al Haaretz, and then you have a Rakia, if you don't have Ovio Sharakia now, also being 500 years, it's not really smack bang in the middle now, is it?
So is that a 1,000-year analysis?
No, it's each rakia. There's seven rakia. The Gemara Chagiga goes into more detail. You have the Shemot rakia, and then you have
the
Bain rakia, the rakia.
The size of the earth.
The distance in what?
No, if you take it in those time frames and say 40 kilometers a day, it comes up to about 8.5 million miles. So that's the distance of the sun to the earth.
Yeah, but these Shemayims, I mean, the sun has been the rakia, you know. It's not a reference to physical distance. So Yehi Rakia B'toch HaMayim, we said, is Tefach. Rav Amar, Rav says, look, I mean, the idea over here is that initially, Lachim Ayu Shamayim B'Yom HaRishon, U'B'Sheni Korshu, the idea is that the Rakia is that which now solidifies. Because all we're trying to do is we're trying to distinguish between Mahavil, between the Mayim Alyonim and Mayim Atachtonim. So it means that it was created in the first day. So now what makes the second day different than we say Yehi Shamayim? He said the idea of Yehi Shamayim, Yehi Rakia, is not to become, but rather Yechazek HaRakia, Yikaresh HaRakia, Yigaled HaRakia, Yimatach HaRakia. The different senses that we have of there being something called a sky, right? So that's, it should become set up in this way, gelled, so to speak, spread out, so to speak. Omer Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, yeah, look, the word rakia makes sense to say, yasek min matlit rakia, spread it out like a sheet. Because we have vayirak'u, pachei azahav. Vayirak'u means to bang something out and to spread it. Take a piece of metal, when they're making a mishkan, bang it out, and we call that rikuei pachim, which means that a rakia is no different than banging out metal and spreading it. So that means it's a lashon of stretch. So yimatach rakia is actually what the word rakia itself implies. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yoshua, ovio shel rakia kishtei etzba'ayim. The thickness of the rakia is two fingers. Again, this ties into Gemara Chagiga. What is the difference between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim? Okay? The Gemara, in the end, is docha this. Because we end up, I mean, or at least it's a machlokas. But, I mean, some say that the thickness of the sheet that it's referring to over here is the thickness of the Havdalah. Okay, we spoke about this when we learned Chagiga. Milser, B'chanina Pliga, the Yom Ravach, B'shem Rebichanina, Tarkia imo lashechakim chazakim kiri'im mutzak. What does it mean? Tarkia imo, go flying off with him to the sky. So tarkia, malam b'shem asiyim ki tas. A tas is not shtei etzba'ayim. A tas is extremely, a tas is silver foil. What we call silver foil is a tas. So that's certainly not shtei etzba'ayim. You might think that if it's like silver foil, it's not very strong, right? I mean, so yochol she'inan bri'im, Talmud lomar chazakim. Yochol she'im nitrapin. You might think, okay, and maybe they're chazakim initially when you tighten them, you know, but I mean, gradually it sort of gets loose, you know what I mean? So it's a tendency to fall apart. Talmud lomar kiri'im mutzak. That means b'chol she'avashan nir'im mutzakim. This thing constantly appears solid to you. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish point out different ways. Rabbi Yochanan says that b'noheik sheba olam, adam moteach oel, somebody spreads out a tent. Okay, the longer that tent is up, the looser it becomes. Because it stretches. So it starts gradually falling in. Okay? That's the Noeg Shiba'olam. So, call Yedei Shahut Rafa. The longer it stays there, the weaker it gets. Bram Hacha, when it comes to Maaseh Bereshit, it says, Vayim Techem Ka'ohel HaShevet, and nonetheless, in Eov, it says, Chazakim.
Now that means that even though it's Goel, it remains Chazakim. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, B'noeg Sh'olam Adam Nosech Kelim, Ayadei Shehu Tu Ma'ale Chaluta. Normally a person makes various Kelim, and they become rusty over time. B'ramacha K'rim Mutzak. It's like a new shiny mirror. So it maintains its luster all the time. Ma'aseh B'reishit always looks new. B'chol Sha'a V'sha'a, morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. That's what I did on the karaoke in the boat. It's good that everyone was drunk. Rabbi Azariah Omer.
Were they satisfied?
They were. I did a better job than here. Rabbi Azariah Omer al-Hadr of Shimon ben Lakish. But Azariah points out, it says, by a chulu ha-shamayim ba-aretz v'chol tzvam, by a kala wahim ba-yam ha-shvi, by a barak alayim ha-shvi, ha-shvi, what do you find afterwards? It says, eila toldot shamayim ba-aretz b'yibaram. B'mayinyan zeh tzazeh. What does by a chulu have to do with eila toldot? That there should be some of one to the other. But the point is this. You take a look at history. Yom nichnas, yom yotze. Shabbat nichnas, Shabbat yotze. Chodesh nichnas, Chodesh yotze. Shana nichnas, shana yotzei. And it just keeps going. And it says, Eila tovot shamayim v'atz b'yi baram, b'yom asot ha-shamakim eret ha-shamayim. It's as if today is the day they were created. Same laws are holding out. Same freshness is holding out. That's amazing. You're constantly looking at the first day. That's the point of the Eila tovot shamayim v'atz. Should you be out today? Not today. Oh. Right. Rabbi Omer, Arba Ashmorot Beyom, Arba Ashmorot Balayla. Okay, now we're getting on to the Pirush HaMishnah again. What's the meaning of Atzofa Ashmorah? Is Atzofa Ashmorah Rishona 1/3 of the night or 1/4 of the night? So just like we saw in the Bavli, we have a machlokas, whether Shalosh Mishmorot Halayla or Arba Mishmorot Halayla. So do we have in the Yerushalmi? Rabbi says, those times are split into further times. One is called the Onah. The Onah is 1/24th of an hour. And then there's an 8. An 8 is 1/24th of an Onah. Then there's a Rega. Fascinating how we bring Rega in to the Yerushalmi. We don't bother mentioning the frightening aspects of Rega. The rega is 1/24th of an eighth. V'kame yi rega, rebraki b'shem rab kalba, omer k'dei la'omrav. K'memre, as it says in the Bible. Rabbonin amrin, harega k'herif ayin. Shoot fast for that. Tani shmuel, rega, echad mechameshet ribo, v'sheshet alachim, v'shmona meyot v'arboim, v'shmona, l'sha'a. Rabbi Natan omer, Rabbi Natan argues on Rabbi. And he says, Sholosh Mishmara Sabi Alayla. Why? Because it says, Rosh Ashmara Tatichonah. There's Rosh Ashmara Tatichonah. There's got to be a middle one. And in fact, Reb Zrikan and Reb Ami, Shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, explain Rebbe Sfora. Rebbe Sfora, it says, Chatzot Laila Akum Lo Dot Lachal Mishpatei Tzidkecha. V'amar Kadmu Einai Ashmorot. So apparently, Chatzot Laila is two Mishmarot before the morning. So it must be that there's four Mishmarot. Havi Halayla. Reb Chizkia Omar, Reb Zrika, Reb Iba, not argue, but each one explained a different reason. Chad Omar, time at a Rebbe, Becharin Omar, time at a Reb Nasa. One of them explained Rebbe's reasoning, one explained Reb Dosen's reasoning, that there were only three Ashmarot. The Mandi Omar, time at a Rebbe, was from the Chatzot Laila Akum, and the Kodmu Einai Ashmorot, which shows that Chatzot is two Ashmorot before the morning. Man Yomar Taimi Reb Nosson, this is Rosh Ashmorot HaTichonah. Now, Man Mekayim Rebbe Nosson, Taim the Rebbe. What does Reb Nosson do with Rebbe's logic of Kadmoi Nai Ashmorot? So he says, you know, I mean, it actually depends how late David went to bed. I mean, if there was a big, you know, political seuda the night before, and he has the Queen of England, I mean, he can't go to sleep at 8 o'clock to be able to wake up before Petzot, you know. So David was saying, look, you know, sometimes it's a Petzot. Sometimes when I can manage, I'll do it earlier, you know. So he understands Chatzot Lail. Pamim Chatzot. Pamim Kodmoi Nai Ashmorot. Okay, is it sad? What would define that? The time of the political dinners, the night before, right? So, B'shashaya David Tzoeit Sudat Melachim. So, I mean, he can only make it at Chatzot. He doesn't get to bed till 10. I mean, what time do I want to wake up? If he could just have his own little suda. Oh, thank God Uganda canceled. So then he could just have a little suda. And then he can get up early. So then he would be Kadmoi Nayashmorot. But still, it doesn't mean that there's more than three Mishmorot. Works perfectly good. All that he was saying, Mikom Makom. Lo Avishachra Atya Umishakach LeDavid Damich. You'd never find the morning coming and finding David in bed, Rich. In bed!
No, sleeping.
Outrage!
He goes to the morning shear and sleeps.
No, Rich. Who should David Amar? Ura kevodi, ura haneva v'chinar, ahira shachar, itair hikari, wake up my honor. Minkume yikre divori, because of the honor of my Creator. Ayikri lochash, if I certainly don't give a hang about my own yakar klum, min kadama yikre divori, in the presence of God's honor, what am I doing? I'm sitting around in bed thinking about myself. Ridiculous. Yirah shachar, ana avinu ma'orah shachar. I wake up the dawn. Shachri lo ava ma'orali, dawn doesn't wake me up. V'hoi yitzro mekatrigo, his yetzer hara, which now has switched and moved over to Yerichi in these later times. But at that time it spoke to David and said, Richi, I mean David, darkan shel melachim liot ha-shachri ma'oraram. Listen, you know, royal family, I mean Richi, we know. Royal family, they're supposed to sleep late. The dawn awakens them. V'yat amar, ayira shachar. What's the matter with you? You're going to wait for dawn. V'arkan shel melachim liot yishirim at shalosh shor. Forget about dawn. Nice long day. We said, shtim b'nei melachim yishirim at shalosh shor. V'at amar, katzot laila. Come, you're crazy. And David would answer, al mishpatei tzidkecha, in order to learn your teretz. Umahaya David said, what did David do? Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Acher, is David would notel neidah v'chinor v'notlu mirashotav. There David would put his musical instruments right next to his bed. The omeid b'chatzi, that's a real different than the Bavli, this first lesson. He would wake up in the middle of the night and play. He would play, not they would play.
The wind would play is.
No, he would play. Menagin b'hem. Kedei sheyishmu chaverei Torah. He wanted everybody else to hear his music. And then they would say to himself, Mayu chaverei Torah. What would the other Talmidim say? They say, gosh, David HaMelech is up. Osik b'Torah. Ano alakas kama v'kama. What are we doing in bed when the king is up? And everybody would wake up.
Somehow I get a feeling that's a little bit hey,
up there! Shut up! We want to sleep! Omer Rebbe Levi. Rebbe Levi has it the other way, like the Bavli has it. Minor hayat rabui kineket chalonotop shel David. V'haya ruach tzifonit min ha-shevet b'layla u'min ha-fnefet bo v'haya min ha-gein me'ilav. Ahu dechtiv v'hi kinagein ha-min ha-gein. Doesn't say kinagein b'minagein. It says kinagein ha-minagein. Ha-minagein meaning the musical instrument is the minagein, the way the Yerushalmi is understanding. So vayi kinagein ha-minagein. That means the kinor hayam in again me'il av.
What about the Shabbos, Erev Shabbos?
What's that?
What would he do on Erev Shabbos? Also still get up?
You mean on Leil Shabbos? On Shabbos,
yeah, yeah.
Why did you say Erev Shabbos? On Leil Shabbos?
Yeah.
You mean, is it allowed to play on Shabbos?
No, I just was wondering what happened. Well, first of all, it's before the...
I know, my wife would never allow it, that's for sure. You know, my kids have the stereo going on with the Shabbos, I hear they leave the stereo on, it drives her absolutely crazy. It's one of these electronic switches, so if it's turned off, the Shabbos clock, and then you turn it on, it goes on even though it was off. You have to disconnect it. If you forget to disconnect it, forget it. Well, you can again, I'm in again. Now, what does Rebbe do with Rebbe Nosson's Raya? Because it does say Rosh HaShmoreh Taticho now, because Rosh is the middle of HaShmoreh, which means there's only three. Amar Rav Huna, Sofa Shel Shnia V'Rosh HaShel Ishit. Basically, Ashmoret HaTichonah is not a reference to a particular Tichonah. It means the Tichonot, in other words, the end of the Mishmoret HaShniyah, according to me, that there's two, because it's four total. So the end of the second and the beginning of the third is the middle of the night. Om Rebbe Mona Beyeyud. That's a nice pshat. That's a crummy pshat. Mi Tiv Tichonot? No. Does it say tichonot? Says tichona, lo tichona? Yeah, but kadmita lo machashma. Truth is, the first of the Ashmorot, nobody even notices it's night. Everybody's still up. We can't call that the Ashmorot of the night. Who goes to sleep right after sunset? So memela, we don't count that. Da'at kadon, biriyata irin. Up until that time, people are up still. Since they're up, we don't view it as Ashmoret HaLayla, but technically speaking, it is Ashmoret HaLayla. When you want to talk about the Ashmoret HaTichonah and war and so on, there you're certainly not going to have your night team coming on at 5 o'clock in the evening. Your night team comes on at 8:30, whatever, after the end of the Ashmoret HaTichonah. There's a Haraya TV programming. Never starts at the Ashmoret HaRishonah. Starts at the Ashmoret HaShniyah. Nighttime program. I love the cartoon. Okay, I will say, there we have Daf Hey for you. Tell me that wasn't fun.
Beautiful.
Now, the question is, do we also have time to do Chazor?